What up, what up, what up, what up, my family? How's everything going? Hope everybody's having a blessed week in. I guess blessed weekend so far, I guess, but start of the week. Hope everybody having a blessed start of the week so far. It's been a rough, been a rough week. Definitely been a rough week, man. I'm not even gonna lie. It's been a really, really rough week. But we here. We here. You know what I'm saying? We alive, we breathing, we on this side of the dirt. So, all praise to the Most High. Yeah, we here. It's been a rough week. If you had a rough week out there, you know what I'm saying? Understand that if it don't kill you, or if it didn't kill you, it just made you stronger. Understand that it was, if you had any setbacks, they were setbacks for your major comeback. You know what I'm saying? So understand that everything has a purpose, everything has an order, and patience works a great wonder. All right. So y'all see what the title is. Like I said, this is more of a PSA. This is not going to be a really, really long, drawn out, specific. I don't want to call them classes. I don't call them sermons. I don't call them teachings or nothing like that. But we talk Bible on this platform. You know what I'm saying? But this one ain't going to be so drawn out. Of course, I got a couple of scriptures that I want to kind of go into. Probably like six scriptures, nothing crazy. But I want to more so focus on the topic at hand. I don't know if everybody been paying attention to what's been going on when it comes to the news. I'm sure everybody out there been paying attention to what Glorilla was just talking about, as far as her Biden, her and Biden running into each other. I know that's a big, big thing. I know everybody probably tripping out about, KDOT or Kendrick, his latest verse and what they would call a beef between the big three and all this, that and the third. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on in the sense of the hip hop world as far as the social media world. What I wanted to do on this specific PSA, this public servant announcement, is kind of just speak on how in some form of fashion and in some circles, the wrong kind of recognition. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of our people move toward or are trained to gear themselves toward obtaining the wrong kind of recognition. I'm not speaking, solely about Glorilla, even though I'm gonna play it if you haven't heard it, as far as what she said up with Biden. I think it, how that looked was kind of insane. But more so just how our people are more so geared. And I could have made this a drawn out conversation, whatever the case is about, but I didn't want to make it that. I didn't want to spend too long on it. I have like a couple points, and I had a couple scriptures, and I wanted to kind of leave this as a public servant announcement. Our people need to relax when it comes to this attention needle, this attention needle, this validation seeking, and the seeking of approval of people in the world that do not matter in your physical or your personal well-being of improving your circle. Even if it has anything to do with those specific people, you should not be going after the approval of those around you. It's only one approval stamp you should want, and that's the approval of the Most High in Christ. That's the approval of the Most High in Christ. And I'm only speaking to those who believe in the Most High in Christ, the Bible, the God that the Bible speaks of. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, Jacob, and his 12 sons, which make up the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm speaking to those believers who believe in the Bible and the book as it is written, and believe on Christ as the book have said, not according to what the Romans have taught. So what I wanted to do with this specific PSA is kind of just speak about that attention needle that our people are suffering from, which is a big, big downfall within our community for those of us who just seek to be on camera or to pull out a camera or to be seen. It's like a disease or a contagious infection that's going around our community to where we just have to be seen. Whether it's good or bad, we just gotta be seen. Nothing's done genuine. Nothing's done in sincerity. Everything's done out of ambition or pride or conceit or out of self-righteousness. Everything's done out of this spirit of selfishness. And I wanted to speak on that, not just our people, but of course the pastors who are in charge, especially these Christian pastors who put themselves in places to lead the people. So I wanted to speak on that. I wanted to speak on that. And like I said, it's more so a public service announcement. I ain't gonna be here long. I just want to kind of touch on this. I want to plead with my people. The attention needle we must get. We need to shift away from this attention needle. All right, so of course I'm gonna open this thing up with a song, and of course I'm gonna jump right into it. Won't take up too much of your time, but I definitely wanted to speak on this. So we're gonna jump right into it. Welcome to the People's Podcast. It's your boy Young Servant. Let's jump right into it. Talking about you, talking about you, talking about Vanessa, talking about Benjamin, talking about this call, talking about you, talking about you, talking about rules of the game. We try, they didn't got us confused with the guys. Put us on a boat and on a trip like a surprise. Send us on a ocean, that's the curse, wonder why. Fell from the clouds and everything that we survived. OT, Old Testament, that's that protein. No meat, we the Israelites, and that's that gold scene. Chosen, Deuteronomy 7 and 6. Holy people inside of everything. I'm talking about Gad, I'm talking about Simeon, talking about the Dominican, I'm talking about Asher, I'm talking about the Tina, I'm talking about Zebulun, I'm talking about Olivia, I'm talking about Judah. We got the sauce in the fire and the fluids, and everybody know how we gon' do it. We the nation, we set the price, we go down another tip of light, yeah, yeah. We try, yeah, yeah. Welcome, 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 people. It's your boy, Young Servant. Welcome back to the People's Podcast. So let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about it. We here. Let's talk about it. So, again, this is a more so a PSA, a public service announcement to my people, to not just my people, but to all people, but especially my people who live in these ghettos and in these hoods across America, who the news would call impoverished, or what's the word the terms they use, financially deprived communities. I'm speaking to us, not just in low places, but in high places. We must really, and I'm more so speaking to the low places, to where we at, because you can't really speak to, it's hard to speak to somebody who you can't tell nothing to. That's a given. But what I want to say is, our people, and I've noticed it for a while. You know what I'm saying? I've noticed it for a while that our people, especially in the advent of social media, and the advent of being able to just pull out your phone, record, put people on blast and just put things out there and all this and that. I want to say we us as a people, us specifically as a people, we need to get really become really careful on how we paint each other on social media as a group, because other nations are watching. Other nations are watching. They're watching how we interact with one another. They're watching how we disrespect one another. They're watching how we'll abuse, misuse, mistreat, misguide our people. They're watching. And I think that one of the most important things that comes from these specific things is how we'll get upset at how these nations treat us later. I think it's really funny how our people in one on one side will feel entitled, but on another side, we'll act like, or we'll be in a position of victim because of what we'll because of the entitlement that we kind of put on ourselves. And I think that it's not a good look when you go on social media or when you go on the internet in general, whether it be any platform, whether it's Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, no matter what the platform is, it's always somebody of our stock, of our people, who is more than willing to either record or be on camera showing how ignorant we can be. Showing how, because it's not a deal, it's not an argument if we're ignorant or not. It's what they see. It's how we act. It's what we put out there and portray as in a mass number. It's more about how they see us. And when I say the attention needle, this is not a thing to where we should walk around and say, well, we have to act a certain way because these other nations are watching. But we should act a certain way because other people are watching. Those who can hear, I'm gonna let that fall on you, who can actually understand. There's no need to break that down. There was a thing in anybody in the hood could probably understand this, where you had that those family members, or you might have that friend in the circle that you might rag on them every now and again, or her. You might, y'all might have joking Jonas sessions or roasting sessions, and or siblings. Y'all might have, family members that you can kind of talk about and laugh and joke or whatever the case is. And you do that from time to time. You that's a normal thing. Pretty much it's normal with you guys, right? And then somebody else will come around who's not family or familiar. They'll do it because they see you do it and you become offended. We had that thing. It's like, well, I can talk about my friend, but you can't. You don't know him. I can talk about my brother, but you can't. You don't know him. That's my brother. I can talk about him, but you can't. It's kind of how it's that's almost kind of how it is, but on a bigger scale because we have social media now. We'll disrespect our women and get upset when other nations disrespect our women. We'll demean our men. We'll treat our men as nothing, and then get upset when when another nation kills us in broad daylight in our communities and drives off and gets off in court because of a badge. We'll deprive our children of personal educational growth in the household, but then complain about how the systems don't give us good books, or the system's not doing enough. Systems ran by other nations, because it's not us, It's not our government. We have this attention thing. Like this is, we want to be seen. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be on camera. We want to be behind the camera. It's enough to just kind of drive us crazy. And the funny thing about it is, there's nobody out there who does not just sit on their phone and scroll and see all this mess that our people contribute. Because one thing I can say, observing our people within the past 10 plus years, is we have contributed more to our demise as a people than any other race, than any other nation. We have demoralized our people more than any other race, than any other nation. We have demeaned and disrespect our women more than any other race, any other nation. Because how we treat one another, how we treat each other, our children, our families, our communities, our nation, how we treat one another vibrates, reverberates throughout how the world will treat us. Because remember, at one point in time, like I say in a lot of my podcasts, we had the moral high ground with during the times of like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. We had the moral high ground because when they saw us, they saw family. They saw men, women, and children. They saw distinction. They saw honor. They saw obedience. They saw respect. They saw family. They saw love. They saw truth, sincerity. They saw honesty in mass number. But now when you see our people, you see dishonor, shame, disrespect, heartlessness, disobedience with children. The woman proclaiming her independence from her man. Dysfunctional families. This is what the attention needle has done to our people. This is what the attention needle has done to our people. With more attention that we want for our individual gratification, the less unity we're afforded to as a people, the less unity we want, or the less unity is what's being brought forth to one another. There's no unification amongst us because everyone wants to be by themselves on their own island with an iPhone. On the side where the light hits them perfectly, so the picture and the video looks good when they post it. Like everyone in our community has become in some similitude of their own island. The attention needle. This is a PSA. This is just a PSA. I don't want to be here long at all, but I want to drive this home with our people. Sometimes we really need to just put the phone down because either we're on it trying to find some way to get attention for ourselves, or we're looking at those in the world who has brought on themselves the wrong type of attention. Or we'll go look at videos about how this man then cheated or this woman then cheated, and the man's blasting her on Instagram or on Facebook, or she's blasting him on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever the case is, or on TikTok. We're looking at the tent, we're giving these people the wrong type of attention, the wrong recognition. You have pages out there who are famous for just posting negativity. And I wouldn't be surprised if the people who own the actual page ain't of our people. Somebody who just grabbing a bunch of our people's mess on Instagram or on the internet and putting it on a page and surfing that around. I wouldn't be surprised. But it's our people. You don't see what we see about our people all across the internet and all across whatever the case. We don't see that when it comes to the Arabs. We don't see that when it comes to the Asians, or you don't see that in mass number with even white people. It's our people. Where we you want some mess to look at, or some pettiness to find, or some drama or some dirt or some juice, something juicy. It's our people that we end up looking at. It's our people that these nations look, draw from as a pool of just crap to get their daily fix of nonsense from. And it's insane that we have come to a point to where the attention we get is more important than our kids. The attention that we get is more important than our partner, our parents, our family. I could do without the phone. I really wish we were still living in a time where there was no cell phones. And people had to walk to a payphone. People had to have conversations face to face. People had to actually write letters. People actually had to deal with people, one another, personally. If you have problems with somebody, you had to see them personally to deal with it. If you had issues with people, you actually had to be in the vicinity with the person to apologize, to fix things, to rectify, to understand. You actually had to be in in their space. Now, people can internet bully, internet gangster. You got all these type of people who can just hide behind a keyboard, hide behind a camera, hit and hide their hand and pull up the camera so you don't hit them because they didn't the camera didn't catch them hitting you. It's just so much just a recognition that's just wrong. Like it's just this world has become a magnifying glass on nonsense, and we've helped it being the top consumers of the earth. We've helped it. We've contributed more to the nonsense in this world just on a day-to-day. No one's pointing it out. No one's saying anything. The pastors aren't saying anything. These pompous preachers aren't saying anything. They're trying to please men, their congregation. These pastors don't care. Most of these pastors out here do not care about saving souls or making sure souls are saved. They just care about making sure that the cameraman in their service gets this person shouting and this person playing the drums and this person singing and this person up there slobbering while he preaching. All he care about is his bottom line and how much tithe or offering he get that day. It is not about the people. It ain't about the people. Bitter women with cameras, horrible. Shameless men with cameras, horrible. Disrespectful children with cameras, horrible. But the majority of this is coming from our people. Even those in the famous or music industry, that realm, they're in some scenarios the worst too. You know, they don't get a pass because they're people. They're just regular people. The stuff that gets posted amongst them, it's posting money, posting change, posting nonsense, just posting envy, creating envy and jealousy and covetousness amongst the people, calling it ambition, saying, you know what, I'm just trying to motivate the youth. That's not motivation. And the reason why it's not motivation is because you had to get you had to get your money or your success and leave. You didn't get your money, your success, and stay in the community. One, because you know the community will rob you. Why? Because they're starving. You got your finance and left and posted it from afar. So you're not creating motivation. You're creating envying. You're creating the mindsets of the youth that almost do anything to get it. Rob, steal, kill, or go live while they're doing it. And go live while they're doing it. We've become a people of the internet. When the Most High chose us to be a people of the book. And we've chose a lot of they don't even teach cursive and indenting anymore in school. These kids are literally learning at a all-time low compared to just coming up in the 90s. In the early two, it just even in the early 2000s. These kids are not getting what they're supposed to be getting from parents. They're not getting what they're supposed to be getting from school or TV, just a regular cartoon, because everything is more so focused on the gratification of the nonsense, the LGBT, how people feel. We'll indoctrinate our children with the feelings of a certain group, not the facts of life. This world has become a show, it's a stage, a concert of attention. Of attention. So I got three points. Not gonna be here long at all. 3 points to go into about, this specific wrong recognition. I should have called the show the attention needle and went from there, right? But let's jump into it. I'm done with my monologue and all that. All right. First point. All attention is not good attention. Our people really need to realize that, because there was a saying that was going around, that went around at one point in time, that said, all, what was that? I can't remember what it was. I think it was that all. Any attention is good intentions, or something like that. I think it was all attention is something like that. You will find it. I'll find it or remember it one day. But I wanted to speak about how all attention is not good attention. We have very, very, we have a lot of categories, but I want to just bring it down to like four. You have those out there we nowadays call the clout chasers, who are willing to do anything to be on camera or do anything to be famous. Get next to anybody just to be famous, or to sit next to somebody, or look, take a picture next to somebody, or just look like they're in position to do. People, we know who clout chasers are. They're really just spec haters. People who just willing to look like they're doing something, so others, can say that he looked like he doing something. That set of people, we need to, that group of people need to just get a life. They need to actually just get a life and actually do something with their lives, instead of running around trying to seek approval from people who don't really care about them anyway. But those type of people are so focused on getting attention for themselves because of the lack of it. Whether it was in their household, from their parents, or just in their youth in general, school, however they want to, whatever excuse they want to pull out their hat. But the clout chaser few, they are a group that needs to just find and get a life. They need to get a life because they've made our people look just desperate on all sides. The clout chaser group of our people just has us looking desperate to these other nations. And those are the type of people that, when it comes to the nations wanting to plot on us or scheme on us or plan to do something against us, they don't have to do nothing but find a clout chaser who just want a little bit of attention and fame. And they'll pay him, they'll give him a status or a position, and he'll play Judas because he just want clout. He just wants attention. He want a position. He just wants status. He wanna look like he's doing it, right? He's no difference than a Judas. You want the attention. You want it to be about you. And then you have those who are fame seekers, people who just want to be famous. Don't care what it takes to get. They don't care how they have to get famous either. Put that out there really, really loosely. That's another segment of our people who don't understand self-worth. These are pieces of our people that needs to be recognized from a long from a mile away, so we can see these type of people coming as believers in the Most High, so we know who to be with in these times, who to associate ourselves with, who to surround ourselves with, who to keep or kick out of the circle. Because these are the type of people that will be your downfall when it's all said and done, and they start bringing these military and the boots hit the ground. Clout chasers and those who are just seeking attention and fame, though in of this world, you gotta watch them, because they'll be enemies in these last days. They'll be enemies when it's all said and done. They'll turn on you for a little bit of attention, a little bit of fame. If they're that much of seeking of this world, they're not your friends. Unless you're that person, or unless you're the same as them, because two can't walk together unless they agree anyway. So maybe this person is comfortable being that around you because you're that person too. We got to self-examine ourselves to get that piece or those pieces of, you know, negative spirits out of us ourselves, which is cool. We can deal with that. We've come up in a technological time to where everybody's a, you know, an expert with their camera and with their phone. Okay, cool. We need to exercise that demon out of our vessel too. You know what I mean? It's no pressure. He can get some working out, because that attention needle, that seeking of fame and all that of this world, will have you making choices against your own people. Will have you making choices against your own interests, your own family. Another portion, those who like to go live about everything, because I've seen it. You got mothers going live with their children and arguing in the house. You got folks going live at the barbershop because, you know, he about to prank somebody and give him a bad haircut when this dude just came in to get a haircut and to look nice and go about his business. But you got barbers out there, instead of wanting to do their job, they want to make a joke or prank somebody who's spending their hard-earned money to come to your business, a black business, whatever. But instead, we want to make a joke, make an ass or a joke out of our own people for laughs, for followers, for likes, for content. People who like to just go live and who can't never just handle whatever situation or scenario between that person. They got to pull their camera out. The conversation is never between you and this person. It's between you, them, and a phone. You got to watch them people. Watch them. Those who are very, very quick to oust your business or embarrass you on camera at the expense of laughter. Because these other nations are taking inventory on how we treat each other. And if we're that expendable to one another, what do you think we'll be to them? How do you think they'll respond to us morally when it's time to protect or step in to help us in any scenario? Will they think us being worthy of that or worth it? Or is everything we do a punchline or a joke, or every time they see us, we're supposed to be shucking and jiving and dancing like Sambo? Family embarrassment. That's very, very big content right now on social media. Us embarrassing our families and being embarrassed by family. There was a time where homes, our homes, especially in the black communities, where the privacy of a household was important. And in some scenarios and circles, sacred. Because everybody's households had something going on. Nobody's household is perfect. Everybody got drama and beef, whatever the case is in their household. But it was only for the household to know. Because if you fixed it, the house would know. No one knew that so-and-so was getting into it or had house problems, because they got into it in the house, they solved it in the house. But now we getting into it in the house and it's going public. It's online. It's all over the waves, all over the internet. So for the eyes of the world to see, eyes of different nations and different communities to see, friends and families of other people to see. And people are casting judgment and casting opinions and casting their own dispersions on what's going on with these type of people. And then when you do solve it or fix it with your family, it's too late. It's out there now. It's content. There's no respect line or limit. Everything has to be public. Everything has to be broadcasted. That's a problem when you have someone who cannot handle taking accountability, whether they're wrong, whether they have to fix some things, whatever, who can't just fix something one with another. They want to take the high ground and put you on camera, and you know what I'm saying, and just and act a fool. Instead of just saying, you know what, man, you know what, my bad, man, you know what, you're right. Let's fix this. Let's make this bond or this bridge stronger than what it was before, because that's what normally happens. But we don't do that anymore. We'll burn bridges before we fix them. Perfectly good bridges don't need nothing but a little bit of, hammer and nail, but we will burn the whole bridge because of, you know what? The attention needle. Giving each other the wrong type of recognition. Instead of being known for what good you do, you're known for the mess and the nonsense and the drama. We gotta relax, man. We gotta pull back. Because when everything goes dark and they EP America, because it's coming, and when they do all this type of stuff and you can't use your phone and you're to yourself by yourself with who you are with in the dark, then what? The bonds and the circles that you've created or burned, that's what you'll have. Then what? The friends that you would have cut off or the people that you would have allowed in your space that are dangerous. Those will be the folks that you have to depend on. Then what? Then what? We're not thinking, we're operating like this world is going to continue and go on and go on and go on and go on and go on. It's going to be like it's going to be, we're going to, like we're going to eventually see, it's 2024, like we're going to eventually see a 24-24. No, it's not. That's, you kiss that goodbye. There's not going to be another 1,000 years, another 500 years. I don't believe it's going to be another 100 years at the rate and at the prophecies of how things are going. When you read this Bible and when you look at how things are going, and everything's in chronological order with this Bible, I don't think it's going to be another 100 years. But this is where we are, blindly staring down at our phones or holding our phones up, recording. The music industry. We talked about those who don't mind compromising themselves to get into a specific light or a space, which is very, very, I'm gonna just say that's very, very out there, and saying that loosely, it's very out there because you got people out there who are willing to do whatever it takes and whatever they want to do to get in the spaces of the Boule. They don't mind doing whatever. And I'm saying that loosely because we all know how the industry works. Everybody, they've been seeing Diddy all through the internet, what's been going on with him and all these other folks. And I'm not casting because I don't know. But we know clearly. Our people coming from the hoods and being deprived and not having certain things, when we get a, let's just say someone comes to the hood and wants to sign the young black brother or young sister, and they see that 250,000 or 300,000, and the only thing they can think of is not having anything. And that person is sitting there dangling this fruit in front of you and saying, yeah, take it. Take the money. Lose your soul. Yeah, take the money, but lose yourself. Our people, the attention of trying to be something in this world, or the aspirations, more like the aspirations of trying to be something in this world, comes with a cost that none of us can afford to pay. None of us. We think we can. We think we can control it or hold it off at bay or handle it. Nothing in of this world comes without a cost that we eventually realize we cannot pay. And they do it intentionally for our people because we're so desperate and seeking of approval and validation amongst these nations, amongst these communities, amongst these organizations or religions. We want to be, we want to be seen, heard. We want the attention. We want all eyes on us. Look at me, look at me. And it's sad because it has driven our people into a point or into a place to where we look desperate. Our women will be willing to do anything to be flued out somewhere. Our men will be willing to do anything like sell drugs and kill their own people for paper. For paper. Compromising ourselves because of trying to selling the imagery of our women looking a certain way, of our men being a certain way. Selling that image to the world and calling it culture. Just because we wanted a little bit of recognition. Just because we wanted a little bit of recognition. Real quick, I'm gonna play this clip with Glorilla real quick. Because I know that we have beautiful, smart, intelligent women of our nation. I know this. I refuse to believe it. I mean, I've refused to believe that all of our women are Glorillas, Sukianas, Cardi B's, and Nicki Minaj's. I refuse because I know better, right? But the sad thing about it is, when it comes to putting our sisters on the camera, whether it be Love and Hip Hop on MTV or a female rapper or whatever the case is, when it comes to trying to show who our black women are, they put a fool on camera. They don't put the intelligent, smart, demure, kind, sweet, respectful sister on. They put a fool on camera to show not just us, because we might know who this person is and understand that's not, this woman is not all of our women, but to the world, it's showing this is the black woman. And they love that to show us in an ignorant light, in a foolish light. Because, yeah, other nations will not think that this one black woman isn't all the black women. They'll assume that this black woman is all of the black women. And we'll treat all of our black women like this one black woman. When they see a black man on camera or on screen, he talking about on music videos, he talking about selling dope and this, that, and third, doing all that, they don't see the intelligent black man or in this video. So they're not gonna say that all black that there's black men of their they can rarely say, you know what, well, all black men are gangsters, all black men sell drugs, all Jamaicans sell drugs or kill people. All of that's the distinction they'll have. They won't separate the two. There some nations in their groups, because not all, you have outliners out there, of course, but some most people will not look at a certain will look at something and say, well, you know what, that can't be everybody. That can't be everybody. They will look at who is in front of the camera, supposed to be a representation of their people. And they'll say, you know what? Dang, is that how the black women are over there? Shoot, they tripping. Or is that how black men act over there? Oh man, they wildin'. They don't separate us from them. Like we would do. And be like, no, that's not every black woman. Or no, that's not every black man. They'll lump us all in together and say we're all that way. When they put a black man on camera amongst in front of the world, he a fool. When they put a black woman on camera amongst the world, she's a fool. She's a fool. Listen to what, you know, because of course everybody was talking about it. So I'm gonna play it, you know, and I feel like my you know, but I'm gonna give my, my take on it. I don't personally think that she was equipped to even answer this question. I don't. But I also understand the answer she gave because of who she is. She's misinformed. She's a trap female rapper. She is not, what's the word? Intellectually sound. I'm not calling her dumb, because I'm sure she has some smarts. But this is not, this Glorilla would not be my first choice of an example of our black women to ask a political question to. I would rather ask Cardi B. And that's a stretch in itself, because I understand that off cameras, Cardi B, in some scenarios, she's smart, but what she pushes in imagery to our women is ratchet and disrespectful. And of course, she knows better, but she does it anyway for the gratitude of fame, attention, and money. But this is the video. Because I guess, Joe Biden and her had a run in, and of course, I guess a day or two ago, they asked her, about Biden, and this is what she had to say.
How many accolades and nominations and everything you've got going on, at least with all you have planned for the summer coming ahead with a concert and a tour, the idea of them inviting you there in particular, did they talk to you about what they wanted politically? Did they want your endorsement? Did they want you to help people get out the vote?
Hey, they ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just living my life like gold and living my life like gold. But I'm not gonna, if I'm politics, but I love the president, what I'm saying? I love everybody. And at the end of the day got to end.
Glow attack.
You know how ignorant that was? Love it. Come on, man. Come on, man. That's the black one. This is who they get. This is who, sisters, pay attention. This is who they're saying that y'all have to strive to be like. This is who y'all are. This is who they're telling you success as a black woman is. And there's a black woman who asked her this question. So I'm, and it's not to harp or come down on Glorilla, because man, listen, man, everybody got their own life and do what they do in their own way, whatever the case is. But my thing is, when it comes to attention, they give us the wrong recognition. They ask her a political question, like literally, what did they speak to you about? Was it about endorsements? Was it about a political swing of convincing of your side of the people? Like, well, oh, you know what I'm saying? I don't really, she's up there speaking like a dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just, I'm just living my life like it's golden. What? They put you in place to entertain, and that's exactly what she's doing. Entertaining. Giving the wrong recognition to our sisters who could barely answer this question easily if you ask one of our intellects amongst our sisters. But no, they asked Glorilla. So while on one hand people was looking like, oh yeah, Cardi B got a chance to meet Joe Biden. Yeah, okay. That's a whole nother conversation and show or podcast in itself. About how they'll use our sisters to beat a dead horse, like voting for this man another time, another term, because all of the black men are have convinced and stepped, it was like, you know what? I'm stepping away from this particular thing. If I gotta vote for Trump, I'm voting for Trump. That's what most black men right now are saying. So they're trying to get these migrants and our black women to push and drive voting for Biden home. That's a whole nother topic in itself, but. This is who they choose to give attention to. They recognize this black sister who could be way smarter, but chose to be a Hollywood entertainer, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? To say the least. Our people, man. When they understand, when they put our people in front of a camera, it's for a real reason. It ain't for whatever questions they ask. It's for a real reason. These other nations are calculative. They're strategic in how they move. They're strategic in how they place their enemies and they're allies. They're strategic. There's a purpose behind every move. Compromising yourself. Acting out of character. You got a lot of us that do that for attention, for the attention needle. We'll act out of character. Seeking validation of people. You know, just wanting the approval of some or of many who don't care. Because when you're up, they'll celebrate you. They're there with you. But when you're down, you're the worst thing since the internet. You're the worst thing. Our people are with you while they with you. But when it's time to go against you, it's time to, you know, money ain't rolling in like it was, and you know, the cars ain't, you know, because at the end of the day, all of the rich, not just Glorilla, all of the Bule and the rich, they're gonna see how fast things can change when it all comes to a halt. And the dollar doesn't mean anything. They can't eat their jewelry when the food and the famine comes. They put up no stocks or have no farms. They have nothing other than what they would thought their bank account was and all the materialistic things of this world. Running after the fame and the attention and the finances and the approval and validation of this world, it leaves you empty. Because they gave it to you. They could snatch it from you. They turned the faucet on for you. They could turn it off. And that's my thing with this whole attention needle thing. We want the wrong recognition from this world and think that it's that like whatever we get out of it is going to last. And it ain't. Like, I'm just seeing it and saying it for what it is. It's not. Whatever people wanted to get out of this world, it's over. It's literally over. It's over. And I'm not sitting here saying, well, just, you know, oh, Lord, just, nah, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that this world has come to its end. So the bonds that we make now, the relationships, the friendships, the, you know, the families and the unification that comes in this end will be for those people. It won't be for everybody. Everybody won't be a part of it. Because you're going to have a lot of people out there that have burned so many bridges, they might as well be in their own island. They'll have no way across the water. They might as well be their own island. You got Karens out there. You got Clevelands out there. You got all this, you know, people who just lashing out on public, you know, on the public, the Karens out there in the world. Then they got I don't know if they call it the guy Clarence. Then they got the black guy, his name Cleveland, who just be lashing. Like, you got all this different stuff. We just standing there with our phones while they're making big moves to shut everything we see down. We out here worried about getting attention. What somebody done said on Instagram, or who going live and beefing. All this stuff that we worried about right now was literally created to keep us distracted while they bring your life and everything that you know to a complete halt. A complete halt. But your face is glued to the screen. TV, laptop, phone, you pick one. It's glued to the screen. While they're making plans about your life. And the relationships that we break in between time, that we won't have when it's all said and done, we will have less help when it's all said and done. Because we would have used and allowed the internet to rip the fabric. Rip the fabric of family, rip the fabric of relationship, rip the fabric of love amongst our people apart. And there'll be nothing there in that void but hatred, disdain, envying. distrust. There'll be nothing there but all the negative, because we would have ripped at the seams of everything positive amongst our people. Everything. Comparing and measuring your life to others. Stressing because you don't have what he or she has. Putting more on yourself because you feel like you're supposed to have more. Going into a place of depression because you feel like you should have more. Comparing yourself and measuring yourself to this other woman or this other man's life. That attention needle. That everlasting feeling of want. When the only a want we should have is want the wanting of the approval of our Father. That's it. He blesses. The devil also blesses, but he blesses in this world. The Most High, he blesses in this world too, but it's for the benefit long term, not for a moment. There's a difference, and it's up to us, those believers of the Bible, those believers of Christ, to see the difference, to know the difference, to stand back and watch those who've lost their minds run back and forth like a game of ping pong. We're supposed to be the ones watching, but sitting back and saying, you know what, I know what this is, and it ain't for me. But I see too many of us getting caught up in it. Too many of us getting caught up in it. You got the women against the men against the women, the disrespect of our elders and our parents, the parents and children. Like, you, man, listen, you. Last clip I'm going to play. I'm going to get jumping to the scriptures, and I'm going to be done. I'm already almost done. I already feel like I went too long, because it's just a PSA. It's just me speaking to that wrong recognition. That attention needle, seeking point peace in us. Last video, there was a dad. I'm sure a lot of us out here have seen it. There was a dad that puts his son out for being gay. And I don't personally think that it was a bad move. But the son went live to showcase his father, who raised him up to be a man, who is now dishonoring his father by being a homosexual man. He goes live on his father for putting him out. And all you hear is the disrespect in the son. All you hear is the disobedience, the shame. Because how do you think this father felt? Raising this little boy up for years and years and years and years and years and years to be a man. For him to dishonor him and become a homosexual male against his father. That's disobedient to your parent. And all I seen was a lot of people saying, oh, that's sad. That's horrible. That's it. No, it's not horrible. It's not sad. That's disrespectful. And of course, the dad's not saying, well, shoot, you have to stop being gay. Shoot, I'm not saying you have to stop being gay. But the father has the right to say, well, you know what? You can't be that here under my roof, bringing other dudes and y'all in y'all room and under my roof. There's a respect factor there. You can't do that. I won't allow it. This son doesn't understand that he's going live trying to get the recognition to make himself look like he's in the right, but he's in the wrong. He's in the wrong. Eyelashes. You in the wrong, man. So I'm going to play a little bit of the video. I ain't going to play all of it. But I want you to hear the argument that this man is having with his father. Check this out.
Get out of my house, man. You just saying get out of there, but you ain't talking about real reason. What is this? I get up every morning, I go to work, I pay my health bills. Every morning I get through, I go help control the bill. Everything paid. What's the reason? You look at this. I come home and you packing my stuff for what? You're going to my house, you're in my house. What are you doing? You tell me why. they be willing to tell me the reason, though. Tell me the reason why you put me out. You can say the company I keep. I got the same company as I've been having.
Yeah, but they're running through my house. You're coming in.
What's your reason, though?
Time of the night.
What's the
reason? Don't care about
is it because I'm not a basketball player? Is it because I'm not a football player? Daddy, I didn't make you
play. See, right. He trying to make, see, the thing is, it's the father saying, you know, it's the company you keep. Y'all in not my house. And then, of course, the son goes into what's because tell me the reason. I want you to tell me the reason. What he wants him to say out loud, it's because you're gay, son. It's because you're homosexual, and I don't approve. I don't approve. And then, is it because I'm not a basketball player or a football player? You want to use psychology when you know why he's kicking your behind out. You're just offended that men would take that he's taking a stance on your position sexually, and that's your preference. Do what you want to do, but the father's like, look what you're doing to this family. Going live, and you got pages, and you doing all this other stuff. You're embarrassing the family. It's bigger than you. You're embarrassing me and my family that you come from, son. And for the attention needle, he goes live. I want the world to see how you treated me. Listen.
Like, come on. This is ridiculous. Look at this. Look how you're treating me, though.
You're talking about under my roof. You're a disgrace to the family. You're a disrespect to me.
What you mean?
You're not what I've been raising, what I used to be raising. You're a whole other person.
What are you talking about? Oh, it's always the surprise.
It's
the you have to touch
yeah,
myself.
Shot.
You don't have to touch myself.
Very
you ain't telling me the reason, though. I want you to be real. You say you're a man. Be real. Tell me why you put me out.
He telling you why you put you out. You want, but you don't want to hear it. Disrespectful to the parents. He says, you talking back under my roof. You disrespectful in my house. Like it's a plethora of things. And the argument itself, I'm not gonna play the whole thing, but it's funny because back in the day, there would have been no retaliation to the internet. Go run to the internet. You would just be put out the house. So we'll embarrass, we'll shame our family and try to embarrass our parents because us as the children want to do what we want to do and want to throw tantrums to the internet, looking for and expecting approval and validation that we're right. This dude is completely out there. The father said, you're not what I've raised. You're a whole nother person. And the son, he's flustered, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? He's flustered. But he think that he's seeking a, he's getting, he think that the recognition he's getting is, you know, so he can look like he in the right. When any real man out here and real woman would say, bro, you wrong. But you're more wrong by broadcasting your family's business. So the world can cast judgment on all of you guys. Because even if, my thing is, if let's just say that he didn't go live, there will be space for reconciliation down the line. But when you post stuff like this online, there's no coming back. There's no coming back when you embarrass yourself and your family and just put it freely on the internet, which is undefeated in every shape, form, and fashion. Our people, man. Our people. Our people, disrespectful to parents. And we'll go live. We'll be on the internet. We'll be a disgrace. Literally, our people don't mind just acting a complete fool, thinking that we just being all the way wrong, thinking that we right. Acting a complete fool. Acting a complete fool for the intention needle. Pastors too. Because instead of pastors telling, saying, or teaching the Bible as is, they'll give lanes to this type of stuff, trying to please men. They won't teach the actual, they won't teach the Bible. They'll skate through, you know, and snake through and use certain scriptures that go around teaching homosexuality and other sin or transgression of the law, trying to please men and to keep members, keep their church full with a bunch of passive sinners who don't want to actually change their lives, but just want to be told that God will fix it. And God is in your life. And I see a car in your future. And I see a house in your future. And you don't got to do nothing to change your life, but God going to change your life. Bunch of men pleasers. Let's get to scriptures real quick. Let's go ahead and get about it. First scriptures. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4. It says, but as we were allowed of the Most High God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. Not as pleasuring men, so not to please men, not to pacify members, not to skate over and allow unrepented sin to abound, regardless of what their excuse is on why they do what they do, but of the Most High, which trieth our hearts. Because we'll say, well, God know my heart. Yeah, the Most High know your heart. The scriptures say that it's deceitfully wicked who can know it. Your heart isn't right unless it's aligned with the Most High and what he expects from you. That's when you can sit and say, well, God know my heart. Yeah, he know your heart. It's wicked. It's evil. It's decisive. It's prideful. It's disobedient. It's lustful. It's carnal. Yeah, he knows your heart more than you do. And it's on us to fix that. It's our job to fix that. Not seek attention from the world to approve or validate our evil in our wicked ways. That's just not how it's supposed to go. But instead, we're out here chasing after the group of people to accept us for who we are, not for the change they could bring or we could possibly bring, but just accept us for who we are. I don't want to change who I am. Just accept me for who I am. The evil and wicked me, the disgusting, decrepit me. Accept me for who I am. Don't tell me that I'm bleeding. Just, you know, stand beside me and ignore this hole in my head. Don't tell me that, Pastor, that I have to change. Your job is to just tell me it's going to be okay, and I have to do absolutely nothing, and I'll go to heaven. Men pleasers, these pastors have become men pleasers, not men of the Most High. Next scripture. On these passes, then we're gonna go to the people. Let's go to John real quick. John 5:44. We almost done. Let's get up out of here. John 4:44. John 5:44. It says, "How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from the Most High God only?" So these pastors will say they believe, or even people, those Christians, they'll say they believe in the Most High God with their mouth, because a lot of people in the hood, in the ghetto, especially our women, will go to the club and do all this, down the third, and be just as crazy and wicked as you can be in the world. And then when something go left, be like, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, God, who you calling on? Because if you call, because the God that you think you calling on, you ain't calling on him. Because if you believed in him, you wouldn't be there. If you believed on him, you wouldn't be, your activities and your actions would show it. A lot of the places that our people end up being at, where things go wrong at, and we know it because we grew up in this type of culture where going to the clubs and going to after parties and house parties and places we should not be, where things happen. The first person we want to call on while we're there is God and Jesus. And then want to go to church that Sunday and act like that you weren't just the night before is wicked, is all get out. So the guys you think you calling on, you ain't calling on. Or you don't believe, because if you believed, you wouldn't have been there. If you believed, your actions would have said so. It says, how can ye believe which receive honor one of another? So you'll believe based on how people treat you. The honoring that comes from other people, the validation and the approval that comes from other people. But it says, and seek not the honor that cometh from the Most High God. You don't want to be that person that stands alone in the circle, that believes in the Most High God, doesn't matter what anybody else says. You want to be accepted by the multitude. You don't want to look like you lame. You don't want to look like you. Nah, you want to look cool. You want to be twin. You want to be gang gang. You don't want to be chosen or the son or daughter of the Most High. You want to be gang gang, twin. You want to be of this world. Pastors, preaching. Not the word of God, but preaching from a I'm a pastor perspective to get honor from other pastors. Oh yeah, he sounded really good. He could talk. He sure can talk. But edified nothing. Taught nothing. So other men could say, you did a good job. You sure can preach. So people can walk up on you and say, good job, Pastor. I appreciate it, Pastor. You didn't tell me that I had to change. You basically said in a very, very nice way that I'm going to be all right. Pray for you. You didn't change me. You didn't give me any edification, no clarification. There was no repentance there. There was no change your life there. It was completely accept me for who I am, and I ain't got to change, and I'll see you next Sunday. There's no honor in the Most High going on amongst our people in these churches. We give more honor to our phones and the cameras and posting and liking and sharing and reposting and following. Content creating. Social media has destroyed families. It has destroyed relationships. It has destroyed households, has destroyed a people. And social media has destroyed all people, not just our people, but it's destroyed us more because we have no other values to cling to. Seems like it. Let's go to Colossians 1 and 10. Let's go to Colossians 1 and 10, really quick. Let's get there. Colossians 1, verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of the Most High. So your approval should be with the Most High. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. You want to please somebody, please the Most High. You want to please somebody, please the Most High. Walk upright. Walk as a man of the Most High. Walk as a daughter of the Most High. Righteously. Have your attitude, your character be of the Most High. That's what we can do. We so focused on how he think about you, how she might see you. Like, you can tell you what's really lame? How we could walk through this earth and put so much on how other people see us. That's lame. We claim to be our own people. We claim to be, you know, the most fashionable, which we are, the most talented, which we are, the strongest, which we are, the most beautiful, which we are, gifted, which we are, influential, which we are, but we'll walk around caring how everyone else sees us. How everyone else sees us. I got a friend right now who's, you know, that's my close friend. Been on him since I was a kid. Haven't seen him in years because he's been in prison. And I'm speaking to him and I'm talking Bible with him. And right now the only conversation that me and him are having is because he's about to get out soon. He's been locked down for a couple years, you know, for a while, 5+ years. And all he, and I'm telling him, you know, his biggest concern is how people will see him when he gets out. How people will view him. And on one side, I can understand, you know, because people kind of judge you on your past. In some scenarios, I can see why they should, right? But as I'm explaining to him, you don't have to prove anything to nobody but yourself. Because your failures, you have to wear. And your successes, you get to celebrate. So we'll walk through this whole world with our phones, posting pictures, liking, you know, just trying to get liked by people. When in actuality, you want likes from 1,000 people, but you hate yourself. You hate you, but you want 1,000 people to like you. You are not a leader, but we choose not to become leaders, men or women. But you want 1,000 followers, 10,000 followers, but you can't lead. It's funny to me how we invest so much of our time into how other people see us instead of how the Most High see us. Not 1,000 people. How one view should be. How our God sees us is one perspective. We want 1,000 perspectives to see us in their own perspective and like us from their own perspective, from what we just allow them to see of our lives anyway, the pieces that you show. It's insane. Like, I think that's just insane how we'll walk around expecting everybody to like us, but you don't like yourself. We'll walk around and not lead anything, but you want followers. You care what other folks say about you. Oh, he ain't this and oh, she ain't that. So I wish somebody would walk on me and tell me what they think about me. I'm going to bust out laughing at you because I don't care what you think about me. Why would I care what you think about me? It's not doing anything for me, positively or negatively. So I don't care what you think. But I've seen people go into complete depression phases because of how others think of them. You should only want to honor your family and the Most High God. That's it. Everybody else are plus ones. You don't care. You should not care about the approval or validation of the world, because the world's going to hell in a handbasket down a razor blade pole with gasoline draws on. You should not care how the world sees you, but how your Father sees you. Because you're talking about, you know, a post that you should, that, you know, that, you know, so a post that you want 1,000 likes on. What if to the Most High your life was your post? What would your life say on your post, on your page, on your profile? What if your life is your post to the Most High? And you wanted his like, because your post is your life. Would the Most High like your post if your post happened to be your life? But we're not seeking that approval, right? We're seeking approval of others. The approval of men, women, and the world. Not of the Most High, not of Christ, but of the world. It's pretty funny to me. Because kids grow up, and at a young, young age, dealing with technology, how it is now, how coming straight out the womb, they got tablets now. That's all they'll see. That's all they'll know, if not taught different. It's to go after attention. Go after attention and the approval and the validation of the world, and not self-respect, self-dignity, character building, and more importantly, not the approval of God. Because a lot of these kids don't even believe in God. They think it's a myth nowadays because it's not being taught anywhere. Last two scriptures. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 3. We almost done. Yeah, get up out of here. Philippians. Philippians 2 and 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. It says, let nothing be done through strife and vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. So if we believed in the Most High, we wouldn't be trying to treat, we wouldn't care how others felt about us. We would treat them good anyway, because at the end of the day, what they say about you isn't you. How you treat people is you. Not responding or acting out of ambition and pride and conceit. Not your self-ambition. But lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on things of others. We're supposed to be building each other, not self-indulging in individualism. We are not supposed to be self-indulgent in what makes us us, in how can I be better than him? How can I have more than her? How can I look better than... That is not fruitful. It's not fruitful. Especially for people as compassionate and as influential and as talented and as strong and as beautiful and as conscious-minded as us. It's not... They've literally switched our people who, like I said, during Martin Luther King's time and during those times when we had the moral high ground, they've switched a caring, loving, distinguished people to a shameless, unrighteous, wicked, and foul people in the name of self-indulging, in the name of individualism building. It's beyond me, man. When you look at the landscape and the plan that they have for us coming off these slave ships, man, I'm telling you, the Bible is just, it breaks through your skin, man. I'm telling you, when you read this word and apply it and look at society and see how it was orchestrated around you, everything was orchestrated around you. Internet was orchestrated around you. The system, the economy, the politics, everything was orchestrated around you. Agriculture, everything was orchestrated around you. Black man, black woman, Spanish man, Spanish woman, Jamaica. The children of Israel is the center of all things. Everything was planned and orchestrated around you. You want to feel important? Understand that that's how important that you are to these nations, to where they would orchestrate this whole distraction of a world around just you being distracted. To get to you, they had to get to everybody, but they had to make sure the distraction took hold and sunk its teeth in you. So you wouldn't see. So you would be distracted. You would be more focused on yourself. You would not be conscious of your children and the lives as they get older. You would not want to be in partner or in relationship with your other half. You would be more focused on getting finances from your other half so you could build yourself individually. You would want yourself to be independent from your other half so you could build on yourself. You would have all of these wants for you to be independent, for your individualism, for yourself, for your enhancement of self, for your building of self. Not we, not us, not unit, not unification, not nation, not love, not family, not none of that. It's all about you. The wrong recognition has made it to where everything about our people is focused on about them individually. And it has ripped the fabric of our nation and have replaced it with hate, covetousness, envying. We've replaced our love for one another with discomfort. I don't want. We loathe each other. We hate one another. That's how we walk around here and act. We hate one another. How we talk about our women, how our women talk about the men, how us as a family don't, how we treat our children. We hate each other. And we'll put it online for the world to see how much we hate each other. And we'll complain, have the nerve to complain on how they treat us from the outside. When they come in our communities and kill one of our brothers or one of our sisters or one of our children, we'll complain when they do it. Or we're not getting funding. Or our schools ain't as bad. And our sidewalks ain't as clean. We'll complain about the things we can change ourselves. We want them to change. We expect them to do it for us. Entitlement and victim at the same time. Because we have a phone now. We have internet now, which will be cut off because they gave you the internet so they can take it from you. What relationships you'll have then when it's all said and done, when it's all gone? How many bridges would you have burned by that, by then, when it's all gone? Who will be standing with you when it's all gone? Will it be your kids? Would you have ruined your relationship with your kids? Would you have ruined the relationship with the father, the mom, your brother, your sister, your dad? Would you have ruined the relationships that the Most High blessed you with to have to be your unification and your safety and protection when it's all said and done? Would you have ruined that circle? Or would you have strengthened it? Last scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. Last scripture. Just a PSA. We weren't supposed to be here this long. Just a PSA. Public servant announcement, man. The wrong recognition. Last scripture. 2 Corinthians 2 and 16. 14. 14 through 16. Excuse me. It says, now thanks be unto the Most High God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Am I in the right spot? Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, I'm in the right. No, I'm tripping. I'm in the wrong spot. My place, my bad. 6 and 14. I'm at 2. I'm sorry. One moment. 6 and 14. Yeah, this is the one I want right here. I was in the wrong spot. It says, be not, this is for those believers out there, strictly speaking to the believers of the Most High Christ and this Bible. If you don't believe in the Bible of Christ, sorry, this ain't for you. You can keep on scrolling. You dig? But for those out there who seek the Most High, seek after Christ and believe the Bible as it is written, as the scripture have said, believing on Christ. For those who actually believe, then this is for you. You dig? This is for you. This ain't no Christian vibes or nothing. No, we believers in the Most High. We believers in the Word, because Christians, they're off. They swear they're on, but they off, okay? But anyway, 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. This is for those out there who want to be accepted and be with people or don't know who they're actually surrounded by. This is how you measure your friends. This is how you measure your circle. Or your clique, or your gang, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? This is how you measure and weigh those around you. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And what that means is anytime, I don't know if anybody know what a, know how it is, how it's done on a farm, when you yoke an animal and you use the yoke to pull, for the animal, keep them under control. They're attached on each side of the animal, right? So it says, don't be unequally yoked. You can't have a yoke on an animal. On one side, it's perfect. And on the other side, it's loose or it's too tight. It'll be unequal. the animal won't be able to function and do its purpose, right? So the Most High is saying, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So you have people out there, you wonder why your circle isn't strong, why your clique, or why your you know, whatever isn't strengthening, but you feel, and sometimes it's kind of dissolving. You got to check the people around. We've heard that in the hood a lot. You know, check your circle, check your people. You know, be careful that you're not with people who don't see as you see or believe as you believe. Because at the end of it, there'll be a deterrent. They'll end up being, sorry to say, dead weight in some scenarios, because they won't be able to help you or strengthen you in what you believe. They won't see the same. Y'all always disagree. Y'all are always arguing or be at variance because y'all don't see the same. Y'all don't see the same. And a lot of us are used to having friends around us and we kick it with for a long time and we don't agree on anything. He or she just cool. Or he or she know where to party at, or he or she got the drugs, or he or she got the liquor. But you don't smoke, you don't drink. But we calling that our homie though. You know what I'm saying? Just because you've known him all your life or known her all your life, don't make her your friend. Don't make him your partner. Be careful. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? It says, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? It says, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the Most High God, of the living God. And as the Most High have said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So if you believe in the Most High God, if you believe in this word, in the God of this word, understand that you have been bought with the price of Christ, and you belong to the Most High. So you have to understand and take that relationship more serious than any other relationship you have. The approval that you should be seeking should be of the Father, other than any other relationship you have. And that includes the relationship you have with your phone. You seek the approval of the Father, not of the world. Period. You get away from those who don't believe in the Father and don't believe in God, because we'll be friends with people who don't even believe in God. I know I had to cut a lot of friends off over the years who don't even believe in anything. Turns out person was an atheist, like completely just don't believe in anything. He just believed that we all die and our bodies is like batteries that just release energy and that's just it. I'm like, dude, you don't believe nothing after this? Nah, bro, we just die, man. Ain't nothing. Okay, cool. Noted. Duly noted. Cut off. Because you're gonna break down my IQ, you're gonna lessen my strength. You're not gonna increase my strength. You're gonna lessen it. We must be around those who believe as we believe. We must be in agreement with those who agree with what we agree on. And I get it. Everybody don't believe the same. Everybody ain't gonna agree on the same. Start with Christ, and we'll work from there. You believe in Christ, you believe in the Bible, you believe in God, we'll start there. We'll build from there. All of us have come from the Christian church. I can throw that bath water out, but I can keep the baby. I can throw the baby. I ain't gonna throw the baby out with the bath water. We can keep the Bible and throw out Christianity. That's easy because we weren't taught the Bible. We were taught Roman Catholic doctrine, and that's easy to throw out. Easy. But you start with the Most High in Christ and their approval. And the world's approval and the validation seeking of this world will fade, because this world will fade. It is fading now. We're the ones still trying to hold on to it and keep the system up, voting for Biden and all this other stuff. We trying to keep the system up and keep it afloat. When the Most High has showed us that this world is over, it's done. We still trying to hold it up. We still trying to hold it up. We still trying to pump life into, you know, into this world, into the system, into this economy that don't want nothing from us but blood, sweat, and tears. No thank you. No gratification. Just our blood, sweat, and tears. And the Most High saying, come home. I'm calling y'all. Y'all done been through it. The punishment of your fathers of the Old Testament for turning against me, y'all have paid it in full. It's time to come back now. I'm calling y'all back now. Y'all done been called the N-word. Y'all been called colored. Y'all been called black. Y'all been called Negro. Y'all been called African American. But your name is Israel. You're who I chose. You're who I chose in Deuteronomy 7 and 6. You're the people that I said will go into captivity in Deuteronomy 28 and 68. You're the ones that I said would discontinue your heritage in Jeremiah 17 and 4. You're the ones who I said who you're the people who I said would be destroyed for a lack of knowledge, Hosea 4 and 6. You're the people who I said I will bring again the captivity of my people in Hosea 1 and 10. You're the people who they've been hiding. You're the hidden ones that's talked about in Psalms 83. You're the ones that they've been conspiring against. You're the ones. They'll call you any name, but I call you son. I call you daughter. In your mind, you don't belong to this world. The reason why we in the communities and we just always feel like, man, something ain't right, man. It's got to be more to this. It's got to be. We can't be such an influential and smart and strong and beautiful and talented people. We're taking over. We take over anything we put our hands on, acting, sports. But we're on the bottom as a people. It has to be something more to this. The Most High is telling you what it is. You're the salt of the earth. You give everything flavor. The Most High said that you're the salt of the earth. And everybody know when you're cooking with something, you can't not put salt in it. Because we're the flavor of everything. We're the inventors of everything. We create, we sing, we glorify the Most High in all our dwellings and in everything we do. And they knew that and they took it from us because we walked away from it in the Old Testament. Our fathers walked away from it. Following these Gentile nations, following these Roman and Greek gods and these Babylonian gods and these Persian gods. We walked away from the Most High and we had to get spanked for it. And we did. But the Most High is calling us back. And those that will listen, will listen. Those that will hear, will hear. Those that will come, will come. But we can't do it seeking this world and the attention and the wrong recognition in it. Because they'll set up a face. They'll set up a face, not your people, but a face to disgrace or shame your people, man or woman or child, and call that the definition or the image of your people, of our people. And it ain't. So my PSA is get away from the wrong recognition. We're worried about the wrong type of recognition. We need to be worried about the recognition that's coming from on high, from the Most High, because it's time, Israel. It's time. And this is for the Gentile, for the Jews and Gentiles alike. Yeah, I understand we're Hebrew, we're the true Jews, but the kingdom gonna have Gentiles in it too. All nations will be in the kingdom. So this is for y'all too. But it starts with the Most High's people because they'll govern it. Every nation has had a chance to rule. It's our turn now. But we have to pull out of this system to do it. And with that, that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I had. You know, we're gonna rock out like that. I had a couple messages. The kingdom within.
Our kind of values, I feel like, even though they destroyed our values. I mean, shout out to the audience, shout out to everybody on the panel. Great talk. I do believe that not only did they destroy our people through people don't want to hear about this. That's everybody in that demonized chat, it's crazy. All with the gossip, the internet chat. They don't really want to talk about this stuff. Everybody wants to talk about how the world is wrong, but nobody wants to fix themselves in order for the world to be fixed. We don't have identity. We don't know who we are. And that's the biggest struggle that we have as brown people, as people in general, but especially brown people, the brown community, you know. We lost our identity through all the oppression and all the stuff that we went through. And most people can't sit with themselves enough to find out or for God to reveal. Because the thing is, once you sit with yourself in isolation, God soon reveals who you are. And you realize you're not who you thought you were. You've been living a lie, a life that you thought was and a lot of people don't want to challenge themselves to change, so definitely has a lot to do with that. People don't know who they are because they don't seek God. That's why a lot of people don't know who they are. They seek the world's approval. They seek all these things outside of themselves. You got a lot of frauds. A lot of people that pretend to be that they're living this life. But there's a difference between having God in your life and walking with God.
Mm-hmm.
And living by God's statue and seeing God's statue. A lot of Christian folks want to make it seem like they live by God's statue, but to live by God's statue is to give up a lot of things that you once loved to do. It's to change yourself. It's to be transformed. You know, your mind and your heart to be transformed. Not by the world, but by God's touching. A lot of people don't know God. They don't know the true God, at least. They know this God they've been taught to. And they distort it within themselves. So, you know, I agree. But yes, the kingdom is within. Send you guys much love.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you're right. And one of the points that you said is, like I said, is we don't know who we are. So it's easy for us to operate in this place of dullness or this place of unassurance or shame or irresponsibility because we don't have a claim to something that calls out responsibility, that calls out, you know, accountability to something. Blacks aren't accountable to anything. Negroes aren't accountable to anything. Colored people, they're not accountable to anything. African Americans aren't accountable to anything. But Israel is accountable for something. And that's why our people without a name have no purpose. Without purpose, there's no guidance required. And where there's no guidance, there are lost people. And when you have a lost people, there's nothing but chaos. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You're 100% right. And you hit it home with the fact that we don't know who we are. We know who we are now, but a lot of us don't know who we are out there. So I appreciate you listening in. And like I said, this was supposed to be real quick. Wasn't supposed to be, you know, long at all. I still consider it, you know, short, but long at the same time. But this was more so a PSA. The wrong kind of recognition, man. So I appreciate everybody that came through listening. It's your boy Young Servant. I see y'all Sunday. We're going into the type of women men need to avoid. I mean, the type of women that men should avoid. And on Tuesday, we're going into the type of men that our sisters should avoid. All right. So appreciate everybody listening in. It's your boy Young Servant. I'm out. Much love. See y'all when I see ya. Skink.
Sucking bad tuna, my Negro, sucking bad 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 Negro, suc Old Testament, that's that protein. No me, we the Israelites, and that's that gold seed. Chosen, you can round every 7 to 6. Holy people inside of
everything. I'm talking about Gad, talking about Simeon, talking about Dominican, talking about that shepherd's living in Argentina, talking about Zebulon, and about Olivia, talking about Judah, talking about Negro, talking about Ephraim, talking about Manasseh, talking about Benjamin. They dropped the bomb on us and they thought we wouldn't wake up. They took the words in the book, but changed the pictures in the paint, but they know they ain't us. We kept the sauce and the vibe and the fluids, and everybody know how we gon' do it. We the nation, let's take a price, yeah. We gon' battle up and take a life, yeah. We really try, yeah. Talking about talking about Vanessa, talking about Benjamin, talking about this car, talking about Levi, talking about Dolly, talking about Ruby, talking about Gad, talking about Simeon, talking about the Dominican, talking about Usher, talking about Argentina, talking about Zebulon, and I'm gonna love you. My God.